Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. I'm your host, CJ Bowens. Excuse my voice. I did just recover of a week of COVID. But we're not going to dive too much into that. You guys kind of know how it is with COVID. Just got to get back into swing of things. My voice is a little nasally, gross sounding, but we're going to go ahead and do this. Today we're going to cover conspiracy theories. I'm not here to debunk them and say, oh, all conspiracy theories are lies, because they're simply that. What I'm here to kind of cover is how social media ruined conspiracy theories. All that and more. Stay tuned in future me. Go ahead and roll that intro. So today, well, yesterday, all week, whatever, conspiracies are all around us, as I'm sure you guys know. You've heard at least one conspiracy in your life. You may have heard 9/11 was staged. You may have heard a certain artist, Michael Jackson, whoever else, was a part of Hollyweird, which is a real thing, you know. You may have heard that such and such is a part of the Illuminati or the Freemasons or some shit like that. Either way, we've all heard at least one conspiracy theory of something being rigged or turned in favor of a desired outcome that the higher-ups want. Now, today, what I'm not going to do is pretend like there isn't an existence of a higher power, because there probably is a higher power at work of people who manipulate certain circumstances to get the designed outcome they do want. I have no problems with people saying stuff like that, like making the general statement that certain stuff is turned a certain way. I have no problem with that. I think what I have a problem with is who people say. Now, I'm gonna list several examples throughout, and I just kind of want to go over them, because I've gotten to the point where I genuinely do not get it to an extent. Like, I genuinely don't get it. So we're gonna start with the most common thing. We're gonna talk about the most relevant thing here, which is the Super Bowl. People have said before that they believe the Super Bowl is rigged. Not necessarily the players. I've seen a really good description of this from an actual retired football player, where he said he doesn't think the players have rigged outcomes, but more so the referees. Okay. Could be valid. That's something I'm not going to immediately just start bashing you for saying, because we've seen this in sports where refs have been hit for point shaving. And for those that don't know what point shaving is, it's like if there's a certain over under. So to understand point shaving, you have to understand betting. You have to understand, you know, how long the history of betting and why betting has become a problem in sports. So I'm not going to give you guys like a 4-hour discussion on betting, but I'm going to give you the gist of it, right? So the gist of betting is like parlays and over under. So over under is you're betting, person A is betting that both teams combined for, let's say, 140 points in a basketball game, right? You're betting that both teams, when you add both of their scores together, they'll have 140 points, right? So parlays are, this player has this many points, I'm going to bet $30 that this player has 30 points, this player has 15 rebounds, this player has this many steals. But in order for this parlay to hit, all three of these have to happen. That's a parlay. Same thing for over under. So referees sometimes take part in these bets. Sometimes they take part in that. And who can influence a game more than a referee? No one. All of their calls can change the course of a game, a series. It doesn't matter, bro. They can change the course. Like, this is something that does happen. A lot of people feel as though a prime example of this is, a lot of people feel as though the Lakers versus the Kings in the 2002 playoffs was rigged. It either was 2002 or 2000. They feel it was rigged, and some of the refs that were in that series have also went to jail for this. This is something that is up for debate whether or not it's true. These are theories I can get behind. But when you're believing a NFL memes page about the script of a game, no. It's a memes page. It's a memes page, right? So when they posted this script, it was on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, definitely be sure to follow me at Casanova Bones. But if you're on Facebook, you've seen this circulating a lot. And people were saying, oh, this is how it's going to end and blah, 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 blah. They didn't even take into account to figure out this was posted from a satire page. Satire. They joke around. They post nothing but memes all day. You don't look to them for credibility. There's just not some shit that happens. So you have that. And then you have the DeMar Hamlin situation. So for those of you guys that don't know, DeMar Hamlin was the player who mid-game went into cardiac arrest. People are saying that he is cloned. I genuinely hope y'all hear how exhausted I am. And it's not just from COVID. Yeah, COVID did sap some of my energy, but I'm exhausted. So background for DeMar Hamlin. And I want you guys to kind of see where I'm coming from after I say this. Background for DeMar Hamlin. DeMar Hamlin is currently the starting safety for the Buffalo Bills of the NFL. DeMar Hamlin was on the practice squad a year ago. His contract is guaranteed for like $3 million this year. So he's not really like, of course, he's a professional football player, right? So he's good. He's better than me and he's better than you. But we're going to have to remember that a year ago, this man was on a practice squad. Wasn't that good by NFL standards. So when people say, oh, they cloned him, why? First of all, cloning, the act of cloning, that shit costs 40, 50, 60 million. That's a lot of money, right? It's not going to, it doesn't make sense for them to spend that type of money on a player who's not even the best player on his team. He's not even the best player at his position. This is not even a top 100 player in the league. Think about that. He's not even top 100. When people say stuff like this, I don't think that you're crazy because you think that there's something underhanded going on. No, that's not why. I think you're crazy because you're saying a fucking practice squad player got cloned. And people are like, well, what happened to his tattoos? He got money. If you didn't know, when that happened, there was a huge charity that went towards his family. His contract was guaranteed by that organization. Yes, it's not uncommon for a millionaire to go get a tattoo removed. That's easy. It sounds crazy to people like me and you because we don't have the money to go get tattoos. Like, I can't go get my chest tattoo removed. I don't have the money for that. That's why that shit sounds so crazy to them. But these are millionaires. This is nothing for them to go get a tattoo removed, especially a bad one. I ain't gonna even say it's a bad tattoo. It's like an average tattoo. He probably got it way before he got into the NFL. Like, it's a decent $50, $60 tattoo. It's not hard. And it ain't nothing but a P on his neck. That can easily just, you can get that laser removed. You heal. It's gone. That's it. Like, that part's not hard. So when people say stuff like that, I'm like, bro, it's nothing for him to get that removed. He has the money. That's nothing. It's nothing for him to get his teeth fixed. He's a starting NFL safety. That's nothing. He has the money. He's playing with a bigger check than we are. That's easy for him. That's easy money. Stop. So then we go to the Gucci men's, and it gets really stupid once we kind of start discussing like music celebrities, because it's like every turn of the way people want to make this about, oh, this is the Illuminati killing off people, blood sacrifice, blah 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 blah. Okay, here's the thing, guys. When you say it about someone like Michael Jackson, and then you show substantial evidence, yeah, that I can hear you on that. I will hear you out on that. But when you're talking about someone like Glorilla, who didn't even know foxes existed, who stated that she freaky to the point where she'll let her man nut on her food and she eat it, like, the Illuminati, let's be quite honest, the Illuminati does not want somebody like that. The education system failed her. Come on, bro. She doesn't know foxes exist, and you think she's gonna be a part of this secret society doing this and doing that? You have to be honest with yourself now. You can't believe that this is a secret society and then they just accept anybody who can make music. That's crazy as fuck to believe. That's insane to believe. It's insane. Gucci Man is another one. I think Gucci's a clone. Again, this is a 40 to 50 to 60 to probably even more costing thing to do, to clone. Because we're no strangers to cloning. They've been cloning chickens. They've been cloning animals. We know they have the ability to do so. We just don't really know how expensive it is, and we know what they're using in short spurts. That we know that. So why would I use this on Gucci Man? Pre-prison Gucci Man was overweight, could barely talk. Like, you get nothing out of cloning this man. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing you get out of cloning Gucci Man. You accomplish nothing. You're not changing anything by making him a completely different person. It doesn't benefit anybody. Cause he's just a ATL nigga, bro. Like, he's just your typical ATL nigga that can rap. You change nothing by cloning him. If they really were gonna clone somebody, you're gonna clone somebody that, you know, actually means something to society. That's what you would do. All in all, I think one of the worst things that happened to the conspiracy theory circle is the introduction of some of these new generation people who see something online and they run with it, and then they get mad at you for letting you know. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. The worst thing, I remember when conspiracy theories used to actually make sense, and they still would be like, hey, this is a theory, but I can see why this would happen. But nowadays, they don't even make sense. Everybody thinks they're woke. They're not. You're not socially conscious. You believe you're woke, but you're not really woke. You're just spewing the same rhetoric that's been on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and been shared 1 million times, because apparently a million people only have two brain cells, two function brain cells. They don't care to even research half of this stuff. You want to know how bad social media has affected people? You want to know how dependent on social media people are? People think Michael Jordan, the basketball player, built prisons. They didn't even do the research to know that it's a white guy named Michael Jordan that has all of these private prisons. Social media has ruined a lot of aspects of living, but I think the biggest aspect it ruined is the ability for people, the ability to think for yourself among a lot of people. A lot of these people are just sheep now, bro. Like, that's, they don't do any research. They be loudly wrong, and then they just, well, I didn't know. You didn't know because you didn't research, because you believed what you seen on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever. You believed that shit. Whoever reports it first is who is the most credible, which should not be the case. It shouldn't be whoever gets here first is telling the truth. Not too long ago, I seen something about fucking Rihanna, bro. And that, oh, everybody might not be comfortable. And I'm to the point now where I just mute and snooze this shit. I want to see less posts like this on my timeline. Because truth be told, a lot of y'all can't even handle the truth for the stuff that's going on behind the scenes. You can't handle it. You wouldn't be able to handle it, but you just want to feel like you're a part of something. You want to feel like, oh, I know what I'm talking about. When in reality, you don't know a motherfucking thing. And I mean a motherfucking thing. You don't. It's obvious. For those people who are actually level-headed and understand that there are a rich elite that do certain things wrong, cool, whatever. You want to talk about Epstein's flight log list? I'm there with you. You want to talk about 9/11? I'm there with you. You want to talk about, you know, the Mandela effect? I'm right there with you. All of those theories have great substance. But if you want to talk about Glorilla being a part of the Illuminati, you need to get out of my face. Because you don't know what you're talking about. You need to reevaluate what you're seeing on Facebook, what you're seeing on YouTube, these YouTubers that are making a dime off of saying a bunch of nonsense that has no substantiated facts, just a bunch of blabbering and just talking to be heard because they make content, because that's how they pay their bills, bro. That's how they do that. It's entertainment for them. All of this is entertainment, but in reality, 90% of the stuff that they tell you, the young pharaohs and all of that, the people who are so, the Hoteps, the Dr. Umar Johnsons, he mixes in a lot of truth, things that factually happen with his opinion, and the problem is you still have to divide that. But it's not as lucrative, it's not as profitable if you tell people, this is what factually happened, and this is my opinion on what factually happened. It's not as profitable. See, I learned a long time ago, probably when I was 16, 17, that people make money off of convincing people of shit that may or may not be true. People make a ton of money off that type of shit. So why would they give that up? That money Dr. Umar Johnson made for that school, he used that money, bro. He used it. And it ain't nothing y'all can do about it, because the court's going to look at it as a donation. Ain't nothing you can do about that. He told y'all he was putting that shit towards the school and didn't. You would think folks would stop listening to him after that. No, he still has a big ass following. Still has a huge ass following, bro. Think about it. I want people to really think about and do some research on these people's backgrounds, because being socially conscious, you don't do it for the you don't do it for the money, you don't do it for this, and you don't do it for that. You literally Do it because you want to spread the message of knowledge. But knowledge doesn't come with a price. All it requires is you to listen. So how are these people really trying to help you when in reality, every time I see one of these posts, I go to their profile and they're in professional mode, trying to monetize their content. They're in professional mode. They got a Patreon set up. You ain't never seen a person that tried that spun this narrative that wasn't somehow having a professional mode account with over 15,000 followers. They're never. Think about it, bro. It all makes sense. It's a bag, bro. You make money off of talking stuff like this. You make a ton of money off of stuff like this, bro. Hey, if you want to listen to these conspiracy theories, that's on you. That is your decision. But to make a long story short, I'm deleting it off my timeline. You're not woke. You're sleep deprived. That's what it boils down to. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Be sure to add me on my socials. I enjoy speaking for you guys and just giving a broader perspective. Y'all have a wonderful night.